Pesachim, Perek Zion, Mishnah Tes 7-9. More on the topic of the Korban Pesach becoming Tamei. And the focus of the previous Mishnah was where the Tamei Korban gets burned. Here, the primary focus of the Mishnah will be when the Korban Pesach gets burned. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, HaPesach sheYatza o sheNitma. If you have a Korban Pesach which became Tamei, or it was Yatza. Yatza means it went out from the walls of Yerushalayim. The general rule is that if you have a korban, it has to be eaten in a particular place, kachim kalim, throughout Yerushalayim. That's then for Pesach, kachim kachim, actual Azara, the temple courtyard. So if you take any part of the korban Pesach out of the walls of Yerushalayim, even momentarily, it no longer can be eaten, and that's a psul of yotze, of being brought out. And to learn halacha l'moshem b'sina, that it must then be burned. So you have this invalidated Korban Pesach because it went out of bounds of Yerushalayim or it became Tamei on the 14th. So far we're talking about the 14th before Lil HaSeder. So the din is Yisaref Miyad, you should burn it immediately. Meaning still on the 14th, since this is now invalidated, you can do nothing with it, you should burn it. The requirement is to burn it, and the general rule is that Zrizin Makdimin, when you have a mitzvah to do, the ideal time to do it is as fast as possible. So therefore burn it still on the 14th, if you can. Nitmu habalim. Now, if the Korban Pesach doesn't become tummy, but those who were going to eat the Korban Pesach become tummy, which means, naturally, that no one will be eating the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is destined to now go uneaten and ultimately become invalidated. But at the minute, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the Korban Pesach, per se. It's just that it's no one there to eat it, so it can't be used. Or, Oshin Mesu, or the owners of this Korban Pesach, all died. Since they all died, same idea. There's no one to eat the Korban Pesach, so now it's just destined to be useless. Nevertheless, one can't burn it yet, says the Tanakhama, because on the 14th, because it's intrinsically still a Korban Pesach, just no one there to do it, so it's just destined to become nosar, left over, and at that point it will need to get burned, and that's what the Mishnah says here, to ubar tsuraso, wait till its form transforms, it loses its form, and then v'yisaref b'shisha asar, you'll burn out on the 16th. So to ubar tsuraso, it loses its form. According to the Bartanura, what that means is its form, its conceptual form of being a valid korban, meaning it becomes nosar once you leave it over to the next morning of after the Leil HaSeder, the morning of the 15th of Nisan. It has transformed itself from being a valid korban to intrinsically invalid, and then now you must burn it. As we'll see in a moment, you're not burning it on the 15th because it's still Yom Tov, and one may not burn on the 15th kachim, on any Yom Tov kachim. So therefore he pushes it off to the next day, B'shisha Asar, on the 16th, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, he'll go and burn the Korban Pesach that became invalidated then. Again, this case of where the Bailam, the owners, were Tamei and couldn't eat it. Now, to ubar tsuraso is quite a strange expression. It literally means, like I said, tsura is the shape or form of something, and to ubar means it passes away. So the Bartanura, I said, means it becomes nosar. Rashi learns, we're talking about here, that it's left for a while to the point that it sort of begins to dry out, meaning you leave it over to the next morning. At that point, it's like it doesn't look like a korban anymore, like the meat as it should. It looks no longer something you want to eat anymore. It's kind of spoiled. And that's tubar tsuraso. I mean, leave it over because it will change the way it looks. And now it looks like not the kind of thing people would eat. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos amazingly says you leave it over for a very long time until it essentially rots. And once it's kind of gone moldy and rotten, at that point, and only at that point, would you burn your Korban Pesach. We'll go back to the Bartanura, who's our hero here in this shir. So it means just leave it over until nosar, and you'll burn it right away on the 16th. According to the Rambam, 2 days of raw meat is enough to make it run, I suppose. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is going to disagree, and he says, in a scenario where, and this is specifically where, the Bailam, the owners of this Korban Pesach, who would have eaten it, became Tamei, or they died, prior to the blood application. So then he says this Korban Pesach really is invalid sort of intrinsically. In other words, the Tanakhama held the Korban Pesach was okay, just the people in order to eat it. But Yochanan ben Broka says, listen, if there's no one to eat it, that's all the Korban Pesach is. If there's no one to eat it, then it is broken. You know, it's like If you have a functioning lock, but you lose the key, it's broken already, because what's the good of a lock without a key? It's already a broken lock. Who cares if the mechanism in theory works? In practice, it's useless. So too, this Korban Pesach is now useless. It's not a Korban Pesach. It's not a Korban Pesach, because the blood didn't get offered, no one can eat it, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds, Avze Yisarf Miyad, even such a Korban Pesach, where it didn't become tummy, but the bile became tummy or dead, prior to the blood application on the 14th, it should be burned immediately. The fisha ain lo ochlin, since there's nowhere there to eat it, since there's no one there to eat it, that means that it's intrinsically useless. It's no longer a carbon anymore. It loses its status, and therefore it can be burned and should be burned l'chachila on the 14th. The halach, however, is not like Rabbi Yochanan Brocha, but rather like the Tanakhama.